Hello, welcome to Universal Soul Love. This is David Love. I'm here today with our guest, Patrick McCormick, who represents a channel being known as Kartron. Lana will not be with us today. She's occupied, but happy to do the show with Patrick. He's been on our show before, and we had a great show before, and I know we're going to have an exciting show today discussing the paradigm shift and just a casual conversation, whatever comes up, we're open to all things. So, happy to have Patrick, a good friend. And Patrick, why don't you come right on and introduce yourself to our audience?
Hello, David. How are you today?
Hi, very good.
Good. I'm over here on the East Coast in the Pennsylvania area. And so actually it was a really nice day today. So thank you for having me on your show. It seems like it's a perfect time and energetically to be discussing these things that affect all of our lives.
I just thought this was a great topic and so relevant to everything that we're doing together. I was actually on Jonah Bolt's show last night at the last minute, talking about some of these issues, about global issues, and about things such as dark and light and balance and different spiritual topics that we discuss quite a bit in the spiritual community and the things that are going on. So I think this is going to be a great show for everyone who's listening in. So I guess the first thing is, come on in. Why don't you introduce yourself once again for people who haven't heard you on our last show and your background?
Kartron is an interdimensional being from the realm of essence. And if people want to see what that looks like, they can go and look at the image of the Fermi bubbles, the Fermi telescope with the letter F, like in Frank. And that will show the quantum field in the center of our Milky Way galaxy of the gamma radiation. That's called the galactic center. And the central sun there for our galaxy is there. And that's what affects us every winter solstice when our solar system lines up with the galactic plane. And so Kartron came through in 1994. And he started doing energy work to help basically the light workers to help do their job, because we found a lot of interference patterns going on with time and the paradigm of the fulfillment of prophecy of heaven on earth and stuff. So there was something that was very amiss, and that prompted Kartron, who'd been watching things for about 10,000 years, to come through and really kind of make sure that there was a balance in the final stages of evolution of polarity of the positive, negative and stuff, because we're getting into a unified field of oneness. And so these are like the final strokes on the canvas of the former paradigm that we're going through right now.
Right. Yes. And I do know, a lot about what you're saying in terms of universal laws such as law of polarity and some of these things, of course, I'm not familiar with much of the specifics that Kartron's bringing in, that you're bringing in through him, but I do relate, and it's very interesting to hear it from the way you're discussing it, and it definitely brings a new interesting dimension to this, to the global issues that we're seeing. So, and I do invite people to go to your website. You can give that for us.
And also, David, Kartron can come through at any time and also demonstrate how we can use that divine energy in our lives. So, you just let me know what you would like, and we'll facilitate as best as we can.
Okay. What I just mentioned, why don't you give our listeners your website so they can visit and find out more about you and Kartron and Rebecca, who I believe must be with you as well, right?
Yes, she is. Here, Rebecca.
Hi, David. How are
Hey,
you?
Rebecca. Okay, and could you give us a okay.
Well, first of all, the website is, you can just go on Facebook, and Rebecca's been the social media director there, and that's where most of the information is, because the websites, like so many other people's paradigms, are being retooled. So, we're kind of getting not only a facelift, but a fundamental reengineering of our possibilities. So the best thing is the Facebook.com Kartron1, and also Kartron.org, Kartron.info are two other things. And eventually we're actually going to have a radio station and a live broadcast thing too for live web feeds. But right now, the Facebook is the best thing. And yeah, Rebecca's here, and she, Rebecca Prufnik, does this soul cellular memory healing, which is really something. And she's taken up the whole new level with her divine dimension.
That was a really great show last week. Unfortunately, it got cut quite short, but I know you were still working after the show was over, and Lana and I did get a lot out of that, and I know I'm sure our listeners did as well. It was really interesting. I actually did feel something in me, really odd. It was almost like I felt as if I were going down in elevation somewhat, you know, that feeling that you get in your head when you're slightly disoriented or something at that time when you did that, when Cartron did that. That was really interesting. Lana certainly got a lot out of it as well, so that was my experience. But Rebecca, that was really interesting, and I'm really glad to have you back on our show with us. And so I think, can I ask you, in regards to Cartron, is this, so is he, I'm familiar with collective entities, collective beings, collective souls, and I'm sort of familiar with the idea of it, and I have some knowledge of my own with my higher power and what that means. Is Cartron a collective, and is that similar to maybe Seth and Abraham, or is it somewhat different?
You know, and these are all very good to ask Cartron, because from that interdimensional essential realm perception and point of view, I guess you'd call it, it's always great to hear. And so, but from what I have seen in the over 3,000 experiences, they're kind of like experiences. They're not even channelings, because they're transmissions, and who knows what happens, because, you know, a lot of energy work, as you experienced last time, is what occurs, is that Cartron actually came from the realm of essence about 10 millenniums ago, and then he projected himself into five separate personality sets, and he created his own council and monitored the timeline ever since that time. And it was in 1994 that he came through and started helping a course correction on the correct timeline. And so as far as a collective consciousness, I would say that he is a unique perception composite, but not a collective archetype as people on this planet would know it. Archetype, archetypically speaking, it's like mythologically what their representations are. And a lot of your listeners, I'm tuning in right now, have felt that in their lives. And also there's the other part of, you know, a collective consciousness, where it's a kind of like a mass assemblage of similar sentient awareness and wisdom. And so, but Cartron is more like a very unique, I've been trying to explain it, but so that's hopefully that kind of answered.
I do understand that. I mean, I see my own higher self, greater self, higher power as more of a collective type, similar to what you were mentioning, an archetype or a mythological force or whatever. It's a, it's very difficult. My things sort of come more as inspired thinking or thought, or even a different kind of transmission, I guess. It's kind of interesting, but I do understand what you mean as Cartron being more of an unique individual, sort of independent energy. So, I mean, I get that sense, although I can't verbalize it, but okay. Well, I'm sure you can, maybe Cartron will come on and maybe explain a little bit more about his the essence and a little more about that. I guess I'll just let you sort of do what you'd like to share with us at this point. If you know, if you want to have, if you have something in mind.
Okay, and yeah, I'm just tuning into that larger database. I am such a not normal person, so I have these certain abilities too. And you know, when I really felt it when you talked about yourself as an archetype, collective one, and Cartron can even go into that, about you yourself, David, and what you have to go through as a part of that sentient collectiveness, collectivity of consciousness. It's like, oh my God. So I'll have Cartron come through, and Rebecca's here if you want to say hi while Cartron's coming through. So he'll come in a few seconds.
Hi, David. I just thought of another way to describe what Cartron is. Like, we saw several different channels while we were recently doing some events in California. And Cartron, the main thing about Cartron is the divine presence. You know there's this amazing intergalactic being there. It's something you experience and feel that's pretty much, for me, above and beyond anything I've ever experienced before. So that's another good description of them, I guess, if you could put it into a human word.
I do understand, because I've sort of had this also, that, you know, that contact with the divine feminine essence as a separate from myself, one that they would call the goddess, who's another sort of archetype. And somebody actually came on and spoke of Sophia this morning, the name Sophia, which I had was very, very significant name in my awakening, and which I didn't have prior knowledge of as being the name of a goddess type. In the sense of the word, I guess. I'm not sure how to describe that. But anyhow, I know what it means to me. But it was a very personal experience. And so, and it was an independent, something independent of me, as well as sort of my own, even my past life personality, even being a guide for me. So these are very unusual things that are very hard to relate in words, you know, that experience. But I do understand, like, sort of in a knowing way, what you're saying.
Yeah, it's something you can really feel. Amazing.
Right. Hello, David. How are you doing? This is Cartron again.
Hi, Cartron. Nice to have you on our show again.
Yes. The whole idea of being on a show, if the show was some place we could go on it, like sit on it, that was a very bad Earth joke. We apologize.
How
are you doing today?
I'm really good. I'm really excited to be here. It's always, you know, a lot of fun to do this. I'd love to be doing it with Nala. Unfortunately, Lana's just been really preoccupied with things, with her professional responsibilities and things going on at home. But she's doing well, and I'm happy to be here with the both of you and Cartron, and doing the show again. So I'm really excited to hear what you have to say to our listeners today.
Well, your being had communicated earlier to Patrick on the Facebook about the subject matters of the paradigm shift and other things. And also, you had brought up something very important that deals with you directly, but is also working on a collective level, which is to be a part of the collective consciousness. So
yes.
These are some topics, you know, of what it takes, the responsibility to be able to be connected to such a thing. And also, what is the fine print when dealing with this? Because you yourself, we are scanning, you said record last show, that, you know, of the stuff you went through, just to hold that point in the archetype. Because consciousness is like so many other things. It has a fabric and a matrix to it. Mm-hmm. And so even if someone feels like they're an individual that's just starting on the spiritual path, they could be holding a point for something very important that is not even within their conscious perception in the 3D world. So who knows who is doing what, when, why, and how?
That's right, and I do not know, and I am very open-minded to everything, and I take everything based on the circumstances, and I try to put it through it's a process, I guess, that you can't describe. And even my awakening, I really can't describe, and I can't describe. It's difficult to relate what my experience was, you know, just using words. But I wish I could in a better way, but. It's something that you go through. It's a personal experience. So,
here is the thing about the communication utilizing language, verbalization of Earth languages. That is just one form of expression and interchange of energy and information between beings and data. And from a quantum perception, right? Words are basically some of the lowest forms of communication. So, yeah, it can be challenging to put it into words. So what we do often, David, is to put it into energy demonstrations of a level that do not require language, but you can then start being a part of the process, and you can feel it and start experiencing it. So that is one of the more advanced forms of communication that we have found, which we call practical divinity.
Okay. In my own training and in my own, in my practice, you know, in life, in my professional role, I've opened up my awareness and I practiced nonverbal communication and body language and reading emotions and actually eventually reading energy and developing my intuition to the point that people reading and even reading rooms has become, my awareness has just opened up to the point that I eventually was able to, through meditation, connect with my higher self, who I see, my higher self is myself, and I am a part of it, this greater self. And I became aware that consciousness exists in all things, this essence, animate and inanimate, as we call it, I guess. And I've learned about the multiverse. And I was also taught by a past life partner about connectedness and oneness. And it took me quite a while to truly understand what that means. And I still don't quite understand how I fit into the whole scheme of things and the whole interdimensionality of it. But it is really interesting and fascinating to think about and understand, or try to understand.
Okay, so we are going to do something that was supposed to happen in about 7 minutes from scanning of this event right now, is our divinely sinister laugh. Ha ha ha. Because we are going to ask you, David, are you ready to really get into that level to where no understanding is no longer required, but you reach that plateau of awareness, perception, and integration, the level of experience on all the levels for yourself, so that then instead of an experiential journey, an understanding journey of going through the evolution from an intellectual point of view, you just start opening up to those powers of God that are latent within you. How would that sound to begin that today?
I'm ready for anything.
We will be very polite. And so we have already scanned your life contracts, soul contracts, and other interplanetary agreements and other type of covenants, other things, your swears, celties, bonds, accords, relationships, connections, contacts, and other things in this and other lives. We are also getting ready to open up the field of all the people, and we are actually talking much faster because we are going to have you guys no longer be able to keep up intellectually. It is the intellectual realm that we have found to be one of the more engaging capacities for humanity, and it is just another trapping in some ways. So now it's time to have the intelligence, the wisdom of destiny that resides within each of you. And it feels like, and scanning indicates for all of you who are consenting to watching this or listening to this show right now, or in the future because we are printing it in relative real time, that you are ready to open up to your God self. And this means that what a perfect time to open up to that part of you that you had to remember to forget when you came in into an incarnation as a soul, because if you knew everything as a soul and were in a separate body, you couldn't play the game of polarity and individualization of incarnation. So it's time now to start becoming one with the knowledge and wisdom that you have as a soul. So how does that sound if we do a little bit of experiment, and then we can discuss some other subject matters if you'd like this evening?
I'm certainly willing to do anything that you'd like to do now, and I'm open to it. So let's go ahead and do it.
Okay, so we saw and we have scanned all of the responses that you've done in your database, even though we have not physically seen it or electronically in any other means. We have scanned that there was basically a positive response or interaction after the last event that we did with you. Is that correct?
I believe so. I mean, again, on a conscious level, it's difficult for me to always manage all the information I'm receiving, but things have been going well for quite a while, and things are coming together well on the physical level, and I think on the spiritual level as well. So I'm still facing tests and challenges as much as anyone else, but I do feel positive, so...
Actually, we are talking about your audience responses from the last connection that we had on your radio show. Did you get what kind did you get from the people?
Oh, yes, I did. I did get some positive comments, and I do believe that everyone enjoyed the show, and I think that I did hear that people were really interested in the show, and of course that is why I wanted to have you come back on. I do feel that you know, this has been very valuable, and it's very, very informative for our listeners. And so, yes.
Okay, so what we are going to do is continue from the foundation that we created of Practical Divinity, because we didn't have much time. There was some technical stuff going on, and you know, sometimes the universe will do that on purpose, because when it's short and quick and hot and ready, you know, that's like sometimes the best pizza around.
Well, I love pizza, and, so...
And so what we're going, yes, scanning indicated that pizza was your friend. So what we're going to do is we're going to continue the demonstration of Practical Divinity. We're going to open up for all of those who are ready. We're going to bring it in because, David, you have been on this circuit of consciousness for a long time. Do you, what is your opinion about this statement we are about to say, is that everybody's done their meditations. They've done their consciousness raising. They're ready for something really big and amazing, something that will really start a fundamental transformation of their lives.
Okay, what I received in a meditation at a spiritual church, in a very deep meditation, a very unusual meditation, which came to me was something about, you know, working with the mass mind, sort of a channeling event with groups, I guess catalyst groups, working with energy as opposed to meditation, sort of this, I don't know, I was told from the pastor or the instructor of the psychic development group circle, something about Kundalini energy, which actually our producer was one of the first guests on our show, who Doug, who talked about this energy, and that is what I received, and that's all I can tell you at this point in response to what you're asking me. I don't know. My past life personality has brought this up about using this energy as part of a great awakening, and I'm not sure what to make of that, and I never really have totally understood this, but that's what I'm telling you now that I know.
Okay, so then let's take it to that level, because the working vernacular in that statement was awakening, which was a verb, not a noun. And so in that way, it's time for action. Enough of the talk. It's time to really start being a part of the process of bringing heaven to earth, of raising the consciousness, and really start being an instrument of the divine to come and finish what we've all wanted to complete a long time ago. And so what we are going to do for those who are wanting this, and also this is a real-world application of divine energies on a practical level, so that whoever you are listening now and whenever, even into the past, because sometimes the past will get these radio shows too, we won't get into that now. And so then we are going to have you all who choose to consent to become what we call pillars of heaven on earth. And there is two parts of you in this process. One is yourself as an individual in an incarnation in a body, and then your presence. Now, normally we would do this for advanced beings, you know, ones who have done the work a lot, but let's just see what happens to anyone who wants to do this. And so we've already activated Sole, the solar angel that works with Rebecca, and from the Dominion realms to come to you, David. That was about 3.5 to 4 minutes ago. And now we are also sending out angels to all of those. Now, everybody, these are the divine angels, and this is specifically the angelics that deal with those parts of the corporeal form, which is the body, those things to open it up. But now we're bringing in a different angelic hood. And so this neighborhood of angels that we are bringing in are the ones that are going to be parts of the engineers of destiny tonight. Because now it's time to see how far we can take this whole destiny thing. So Sole has decreed them out, and now we are bringing in these angelics. So we are all part of a collective experiment right now. So also, everyone, if you are open to this, just on the count of three, see the angels radiating and bathing the quantum light that we are going to start, like an orb in each of your rooms, wherever you are in the world, or whatever dimension, and see this room bathed in this lavender light with the gamma field of the Fermi bubbles that Patrick mentioned earlier. So now we're going to fill this with the lavender light of the divine transformation frequency of the gamma radiation in your Milky Way. So just feel this energy now. Okay, so now we're going to bring in a cobalt killer that is a divine stabilization frequency. It is also the X-ray spectrum of your Milky Way galaxy, also in that Fermi illustration that NASA had created. And so now just feel this beautiful, cool blue. It's like an electric pastel interdimensional blue now coming down counterclockwise into your bodies. And this is a gentle color. A gentle energy, then there's the lavender, and then there's Saint Germain's violet. Okay, so now we're going to let that expand out, and this then will give the angels that are coming to each of you who want it, and they will give them access because we've created a quantum energy field. These quantum energies are not normally available on the third dimension perception of our body realm. And so now, just feel this, and this will be the carrier frequency for the angels to reach in. And if any of you have any problems, any issues, any difficulties, things that aren't working right and all of that, we are so skipping ahead right now on our process. Usually this takes 1 to 3 sessions. But let's just go for it, everybody. How does that sound? So now we're going to just take this, and you're going to just kind of breathe in this cobalt blue light, and you're going to take this, and the angels are going to reach into your core. These are the divine angelic, so it is the highest frequency available. And so there won't be anything lower coming in. If you've got these issues, it's time to give it up to those angelics. Normally in the cellular memory healing process that Rebecca has done and other people through the IET, whatever they call it, now we are bringing into the soul touch level that Rebecca is prototyping with her Dominion Angel. And so this energy is going to come in, and they're going to reach in. It's like the angels are going to reach into not only your genetics, but the genetics of your ancestors as well. A lot of times you guys inherit these structures, these genetic inclinations, these covenants, these encumbrances, these karmas and other things, the responsibilities of those who came before. Well, now it's time to clear that out. And also, as you clear it out in this present moment, David, as an example, it's time for you to clear it out in your past when you were not your guide. Well, maybe you were this you of your future was your guide back then, as your guide back then is your, you know. And so as we do this, on the count of three, everybody, breathe in this cobalt energy, and it's going to release all of your troubles, and you're going to breathe it up and give it up to God, and the angels will take it. 1, 2, 3, now. So, David, this was an example of and a general sneaky clearing that we did, even though you all consented, to go in and go into that stuff you guys are ready to release. Did you feel anything, or how are you doing?
I feel really good, and I feel very clear, and I actually did, you know, coming on to the show, and even more so now, and I am very visual so, in my mind, so I do feel peaceful, and I feel... just good, I guess.
Good. So, all right, let's take it to the great level. All right, so now we're going to bring in a lavender pole, and this is going to be the pillar presence science. Okay, the presence, like I remember we said there's a self and the presence, and we're going to run a purple energy through you, and we'll say to the crystal heart of the mother, and we're going to have you be like the electric conduit, the intra-dimensional and inter-dimensional processes where you can transmit the energies through the fact that you are present here. So through your presence or presence before the senses, feel this lavender energy coming in as you connect in with the circuit, and it's time now to transmit this from the divine realm, which are usually have been cut off as more than necessary to the Earth Mother. But now it's time to have each of us be the transmitters, and we transmit this down to the Earth Core of the Mother and see the crystal heart of the Gaia now open and illuminate and receive all of our divine energy that is transmitting through us from the divine now. So see that illuminate. It's that lavender energy. And there might be some emerald and stuff in the crystal core of the earth. This is the heartbeat of creation that is within our very Earth Mother. We, like this being Earth Mother, we are from the realm of essence. But we're including us in your hood right now. And so, Soleil, it's time to radiate the dominion angelics down through into the core of the earth. Now, what this will do, David, as far as the fine print, it's going to give a whole lot of divine love down into the core of this planet. And this will then resonate and realign frequencies that have been dissonant, that have been charged, that have been polarized, that the earth has had to store in the flesh of her body through the rises and falls of civilization as mankind has gone through his drama. In this yuga of 13,000 years being half of the universal day, but also through other rises and falls of civilization. So this energy is now, the lavender is being energized, and we're letting this rise up, and it's time now for the Earth Mother to awaken her own flesh body called the planet. So just visualize that, everybody. And so everyone, as the all of these processes that this being does, Soleil, the Dominion Angel, is working on this right now. These are exercises in your God sight. So if you cannot see this, just imagine it, because imagination is the bridge to the divine possibility made manifest. And so now we're going to do another demonstration of energy, because we're on a roll here. Now that we've pumped up the heart of the crystal of Gaia, And so, we are going to now take and, hold on one second. There might be a glitch going on right now. It is something that, one more beep probably. Okay, so now we're going to take this energy that has been built up in the core of our great and mighty mother. You see, Gaia is not Earth. It is the new Eden. It is the heaven on Earth. And that is the spirit body that's coming in. When she flipped over during the last pole shift, right, the time itself went backwards, because if you take a spinning sphere and flip it over, it runs backwards. So the timelines ran backwards, thus creating a de-evolutionary state to allow the laggard or more slower souls to come in. And so now, this is flipping back. Some of you may be getting certain states of vertigo to where you are feeling the Earth spin axis being weird or expansive qualities or the things. You are literally starting, possibly seeing the new paradigm of the new Earth coming in. So you're not going crazy. You're ascending. Ha, ha, ha. We so have you now. And so as we do this, we are going to now, everybody, we're going to take this energy that's going to come back from the mother that's already coming to some of you, and we're going to expand it out where you're living right now, be it a city, a country, a geographic region, and we're going to give this lavender energy into the flesh of the earth. We, as the radiant solar beacons, we're going to be like the sun on the surface of this world, of these divine instruments, of the pillars of heaven, and see this lavender come through us out to the cities and other places where we live now. And now as we do this, we're going to take all the shadows and charges and polarized energy and crystallized stuff, and we're going to now encapsulate all of those charged energies. The quantum field, when it surrounds something, you are getting such a shortcut and a quickie on this one. When it surrounds those charged energies, it displaces them, be it from the flesh of the planet or flesh of an individual, so then it becomes loose. So now, everybody, we're going to have the angels come out to go out to all of your places where you're living, and we're going to now take the angels, and we're going to have us all scoop this up, and we're going to take out the heaviness of the here areas that you are, the cities, the really compact and charged, dark energy. It's time to lift out of this world wherever you are. So see you not in the power of yourself as a human, but as an instrument of the divine. And now on the count of three, visualize the lifting of the heaviness of your cities. One, two, three. Nice deep breath. Give it all to God now. Oh. That is an example, David, of what we call the greater work, and also we do these matrix calls to where we combine people's divine energies. Did you feel any of that, or are you still here on this planet with us?
I am. I went into a bit of a meditative state, and what's interesting and what I'm actually hearing now, I'm not sure if I'm hearing it outside of me or within my head. I guess that's not a good way of putting it, since it's ultimately in your head, I suppose. But it's a hum or a noise or a vibration that I generally don't hear ever, not in recent times anyhow. So I do hear that. I'm not sure what that is, but
The thing about that is that we are not going to bring to your attention by saying it right now, ha ha. But Patrick has been hearing a sound, which is one of the frequencies of creation radiating through this planet. So if anyone is getting this tone that doesn't seem to go away, then it's not you with tinnitus or something. It is this ascending frequencies that the veils are lifting from you personally, and you're becoming aware of these other realms. So what Patrick has done to maintain sanity on this is he just knows it exists, and it's like, great, okay, it's like a loud, well, we are not going to say what it sounds like because you guys will start looking for it, and then, oh my God, it shut it off, and it doesn't shut off. And so it is these perceptions and gifts of God, the God sights of the unseen, that you will start perceiving. There are so many ways of the God sight, David, such as seeing specters or ghosts or the other side or angels or fairies or other levels and realms, energy fields and people. And so if anyone is feeling that, just know it is a normal part of this ascension. And so that tone is something that is very exciting, because if it's new, that means we've just helped you go through another level in your soul's evolution.
Very interesting. It's very loud, too, and it's, I guess I won't go any further with it, but it was a very visual experience for me, and eventually I just sort of just heard your voice, it's interesting, those levels of consciousness and the manifestations of it and your perceptions and the things that you go through in these experiences. So I hope I'm interested in getting some comments from our listeners on what they might have experienced from this, from what you just did, this sort of a guided meditation almost.
Yes, we call them guided awakenings, because you are really awakening to the natural state that you've always been but had to turn away from for a while you were busy incarnating. And just because someone doesn't have those God sights doesn't mean that they're less developed. Sometimes people will be so dedicated on the soul level for light workers that they will shut off their spiritual gifts so they can be completely here, because sometimes it's so important just to be present and being a beacon or a steady grounding thing for someone. So just because they may not see fairies or something doesn't mean that they are not as evolved. It means that they are doing their part as well. And one of the things that is becoming one of the most powerful devices on this planet is intent. If someone has a pure intent, it is this energy that we can use from the divine to radiate through and use you as an instrument to come in. And it is this type of energy, such as if you are intending love, that then you will feel it. So everyone, see what it's like. Intend love in your life right now. Feel that radiating through. You see, if it isn't able to be experienced on a practical level, then it is still one of those philosophies. You could have a whole set of a library of information, but unless it integrates in, right, then to make it really, really, really real. So now it's time to really walk the talk, to be the instrument of the divine, and to just get on with this, and together, collectively, not anyone is going to ascend the planet, but 100 million beings of light can shift it like that.
Wow, very exciting. Certainly a lot going on, and this is very interesting. Can I ask you now, in regards to, there's so many beliefs and so many philosophies, and I don't although I have my personal belief systems, I don't find them to be all that important, and I do try to be non-judgmental and open. Coming from an investigative background, that has its challenges intellectually. But how do we in the spiritual community create unity? And am I asking sort of a useless question? I don't know. I'm sure you know what I mean in terms of personal interests and projects. And I do see it all coming together, but it is very challenging, you know, to come to work together as a team and a collaborative effort towards, or are we even supposed to be doing that? I'm not sure, you know, what is supposed to be done. I just allow, that has been my sort of my way and my practice, is to just allow things to act in the moment. So,
Well, you know, the journey that you've gone on has been basically an intellectual one as an investigative person. And we must say that you are evolving amazingly well. We are not fluffing you up, but it just seems to be necessary right now to say that you're doing a really good job as far as being available to this and an instrument of the divine. So thank you for being such a great gift from the divine for this type of work. Now, as you say, unity and other things, what we were scanning, because we are always scanning and realize, David, that we will always do it from an interdimensional realm of essence perception or observation or perspective. And so what we are seeing as far as unity goes, for those who have not had Kartron before, we will very basically describe that if you draw a stick figure and you then put a line under its feet and then a line above its head not touching, you will see that we'll call that line above the head, we'll call that the veil of forgetfulness. And so it is that veil that the soul goes through to remember to forget, right? There is a frequency and a design right at the place of point of entry of the soul into a realm in this physical where it can incarnate. So we call it the sound of the soul, which is the original tone of yourself when you became from a spark to a soul. And it is this frequency which also has with it a design. And this is kind of like the original blueprint of destiny. This is the original covenant of why you were issued as a spark into creation, where you are a separate individual of character and identity, which your Genesis codes given at that time, then determine. So if someone is aligned with that pure frequency that they first come into, that's why children, because they're so close to it, are so easy before they are taught to shut it all off or beat up or whatever, then there is a step-down mechanism. And if you draw a vertical line and draw a grid on it, there are different vibrational paradigms that are available. So the further away someone is from that true frequency of their self, the more intense and polarized it becomes. So the spiritual journey is kind of like the reverse of birth. And so the evolution is having your memory circuits returning. That's what determines the rate of evolution and the schedule and timing of your growth as a being as it returns back to the one. So when you get to that oneness, you have reached a level of samadhi. Some beings are doing it now without body dropping, because the rules are changing, the paradigm, dot, paradigm's done. And so there is a way to change the vibrational levels and be releasing all of that which is no longer working energetically. And as you do that, you naturally go to your natural states of buoyancy, which are the frequencies closer to that original divine tone. Once you do that, David, the unity is an automatic process. So the allowing that you said would then be a part of that natural unity. So as this occurs, many beings may be going through the jettisoning and releasing of their organic family. Parents may not have alignment with their kids and they're waking up at age 70. We know plenty of 70 and 80 teen-year-olds. They sure do act like they're teenagers. And so then as you release those things which are no longer necessary, then you go to your natural buoyancy vibration and you float basically to that natural state. So in this way, the allowing is quite appropriate. So, and then we can get into the whole thing about how it works in a quantum state. The way to become one with the quantum is by not becoming one with it. That is because in the quantum state, you are all one with this already. So if you know it, then it is. And if it is, then you know it. So in that, the science becomes available just by knowing it instead of having to do anything about it. In this way, in that oneness, you in that quantum state have the same power as everything else in that quantum state. And that Fermi bubble thing is about 60,000 light years across in the center of your galaxy. So you can have all that power, and it is through the absolute knowing, without any question or intellect, that then allows you to become available to always being open to going to the natural states of your being. Boy, was that a long-winded answer, or what?
It was. And you know what? And I do, of course, I do understand inner power and personal power, whatever definition you give to it, and the God source within us and us being co-creators of the universe and reality. That's a thing that I just know or am or whatever, however you'd like to. I know you understand that, but anyhow. So I think you've already answered what I was thinking, but I'd like to get back to the original intention I had for the show is, and like I said, you may have answered this. I believe you did, but what is it that we can expect in relation to the global issues that we're seeing? And I guess I think you know where I'm going with this, and maybe you can answer that in another way.
Now, David, the thing about this experience with Cartron is that we never sugarcoat it, because it wouldn't serve anybody to the highest level of saying, oh, you're doing great, just love and light. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of crap out there. The whole Ebola thing, on one level we hear, is an attempt to try and cull the population, but on the other level, there's a bunch of divine realms that are saying, no way, try again, buddy. And so there's all this stuff of positive light and dark and all of that that's going on. So how does someone get to the place where they can make a difference in the world in the quantum state? If you just allow yourself to get to that level, you can go to a different level of experience, because each one of those vibrational layers of paradigm will create a different reality. So as you continue to jettison the lower things, you see the fear on the media because, we must be scared, it's important, or we are a powerless people because our government corporation that pretends to be a government tells us so. Then if you just realize, that's my brain's dirty, why don't you wash it for me program, thank you very much. I'll pass the friendly service. This message brought to you by Budweiser and Halliburton. And so as you let all of that illusion go, and this is a composite of density, then you will allow yourself, just by being available and knowing that you're already on the perfect path and already there, so it's no longer understanding, it's comprehension, not standing under anything. And so as you do this, you then are able to achieve a plane and paradigm that doesn't have that negativity in it. There are literally going to be different futures for different primary forms of consciousness. And sure. So which one does someone want to choose to be in is a very good message to leave with your audience, because, that's going to really cook their cookies.
I do understand, yes.
So, David, what do you want for the world? If we've opened up all this divine energy right now and we're connected in with the cycles of destiny, why don't you state right now in front of God and everybody what you want to see for heaven on earth? What does your perfect world have in it?
I as my mission statement for this show is, and Lana, within our groups, we would like to, for many of us, and myself, of course, would like to raise the conscious vibration of humanity and of the collective consciousness, and we would like to evolve to that higher level of understanding and of love and to a more open-hearted state, a more enlightened state for all of the collective consciousness, and we would like to open everyone up to the illusion of reality and duality, and in a relative way of saying it, and just have that new understanding and that awakening and feel that love that exists within us and without us and that inner power that is within us, and to know that we are all things and that we have everything within us that we need, and that this is a new way of being, and it's very freeing, and it's very it's a very good feeling. It's a very positive feeling, and it's just something that I wish everyone could have, and I know they can. And that is what I would like to say, and I'm sure Lana would echo that if she were here.
Well, you know, then, if you've already stated it, during Ascension's all contracts renegotiable, and it's time for everyone to state the terms of their agreement. If something isn't working, then let the universe know. Say, look, guys, this isn't working, and so if you do this, I'll be very happy to be a vehicle for this. But now it's time to really put up and all this stuff. So you've just stated a pattern, and thank you for naming the theme of this show.
We've set that intention early on.
Yes, and so, David, here, if you've already made your statement to the cosmos like you just did, the rest are just details. And now the universe gets to be engaged. You just started an engaging relationship with the cosmos, and you've set certain forces in motion on the universal level. And this then is going to begin the process of precipitating and manifesting those capacities and aspects that your vision, which was so clear, there was no doubt in it whatsoever, there was no tachyon, no polarity. This was a power on this planet. You became an instrument of the divine.
Karshwan, I'm very sorry to cut you off. I just heard from our producer that our time has ended and that we do need to stop now. I'm sorry to interrupt you this way. Happens on the physical level, but this was a very exciting show, and I thank you so much, and we got so much out of this, and I know our listeners did it well, and I just thank you for being on the show once again, and we'd love to have you again, and I encourage everyone to visit your Facebook page.
Yes, and also, if you guys want, you know, we can come back and continue this experiment and see how far we can go in bringing heaven to earth. Also, if people want sessions, you can contact them for the private sessions of stuff that you really want to get in. And Soleil and Rebecca have been working with this being. And we really get into the core of opening you up and retooling you on an angelic level.
Okay, thank you very much, Katron and Patrick and Rebecca. I really appreciate you being on our show. And we will see you next time on Universal Soul Love, and we would love to have you back. Thank you very much.